Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for educators and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. This year, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the blog, and there are a lot of exciting things in the works. From new music here on the podcast to a new look on the website, I can't wait to share everything with you. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it will take you to all of the resources I mention. This episode is sponsored by Swank K-12 Streaming. Swank K-12 Streaming offers exclusive access to a streaming library of over 30,000 movies, documentaries, and foreign language films. If you're not familiar with Swank, they partner with the largest movie studios in the world to provide films like 12 Angry Men, The Great Gatsby, Inside Out, and An Inconvenient Truth for teachers to incorporate into their lessons. Swank K-12 Streaming makes it easy for teachers to show movies in the classroom or assign out to students without the challenge of managing DVD players or blocked personal streaming accounts in the classroom. Visit swank.com/K-12Streaming to browse movie collections or email k12streaming@swankmp.com for ideas on teaching with movies. This week's episode is titled, Just 3 Tech Tips to Try This Year. And my goal is to give you just 3 things to try out this year without feeling like you have to do all the things. There are so many directions you can go in when exploring ed tech, and my goal is always to help make ed tech easier and help you focus on the essentials. So these 3 tips in this quick podcast episode are all pretty general. You can tailor them to different grade levels, subject areas, and even different roles, depending on what kind of hat you're wearing as you listen in today. So if you are a classroom teacher, a media specialist, digital learning coach, school administrator, you name it, these tips are ones you can use to keep things simple this school year. Let's dive into the 3 EdTech tips to try out this year. First up is to choose a tool you can use for at least 2 projects. And maybe it's not 2 projects, but 5 projects, whatever makes sense for the kind of work that you do. The idea with this first tip is that you don't have to worry about using lots of different tools this year. Instead, choose a flexible tool that you can use for a few different projects, one that's going to give you more bang for your buck. Now, regular listeners of the podcast have probably heard me use the phrase open-ended creation tool. I'll say that again, open-ended creation tool. It's a phrase I use in my book, Tasks Before Apps, and you'll find it in my new book, EdTech Essentials, too. An open-ended tool gives students a blank canvas to share their learning. This could include a short project, just a day or two, or a longer project, a few weeks long. There are lots of examples of tools that fall into this category, and I'll link some favorites in the show notes. This could include Book Creator, Apple Clips, Buncee, or Soundtrap. There are lots of them. Now, as much as I love these 4 examples, if there is one tip I can give you to start off our list of 3, it's to choose one tool you can use a few different ways. Instead of introducing students to a new tool for a project each month, think of new ways to use the same tool. This will make your life and your students' lives a lot easier as you navigate the same digital space without worrying about all of the onboarding of using a new tool for the very first time. Second on our list of just three tips today is to create a collection of great student work examples. Sometimes this is an afterthought, at least it was for me when I was in the classroom. And it doesn't matter when you're listening to this podcast. It could be January, February, or the very first week of a new school year. Any time of year is a great time to start creating a collection where you keep track of great examples of student work. Although these artifacts could come in handy as artifacts for your own professional portfolio, this is all about organizing great examples of student work you can share with students in the future. Well, how might this work? Back in the day, as the kids would say, I used to make photocopies of great student work examples so I could show it to students the next time I taught that unit as a strong example. Then, when digital cameras and cell phones with cameras came into the equation, I used to snap pictures and save them in a folder to reference in new school years. Now it is easier than ever to create a collection of great student work samples. Whether you snap pictures, take a screenshot of a digital creation, or even save a link to reference later. You might use a folder in Google Drive or Dropbox, or you might create a Wakelet collection full of PDFs, links, and images. It's totally up to you how you organize these files, but creating a collection of great student work examples will save you time in the future and provide a great reminder of everything you and your students accomplish this school year. Of course, you'll want to make sure it's okay with your students and you're transparent with them and say, is this okay for me to share with someone else next year? Even if you cover their name or have that covered so no one else sees it, it's still important to make sure it is okay with them. And if you're sharing more publicly, of course, that you have any other permissions all set. The third tip on the list is a favorite of mine, and I'm going to share some advice that I know is true, but I still find myself needing a reminder to follow. Stop spending 10 minutes writing out paragraphs to craft the perfect email and record a video instead. If you get questions in your inbox, stop trying to answer each one with the perfect set of paragraphs, especially if your message requires a how-to type of explanation. Instead of trying to make that perfect email, try a screencasting tool that captures your screen and voice. It records it. And maybe even you on video if you want to keep your camera on, but I know that I sometimes do and I sometimes don't. In the show notes for today, I'll include some links to favorite screencasting tools. There are free options you can use and paid options with a few more bells and whistles. Now, of course, you could make a quick personalized video, but you can also make a video and save the link to use again later. If you listen to episode 144 of the podcast, where I talked about how my one word for the year is optimize, this is a great example of working smarter, not harder. You can say something like, here's a video that can help explain this, or I just made this video for our colleague who had the same question. This should give you an answer too. You might even make a file on your computer that has links or the actual files for each of this video that you make, right? So if you make a whole bunch of them, you might have one Google Doc with a handful of links or a folder with all the files inside. That way you can access it quickly when someone has a question. No matter how you use screencasting for one-time email responses or even creating a library of links to pick from, this tech tip can save you time this school year. So there you have it. In this super short episode of the podcast, I wanted to give you just three tips to try out this year that I know will make EdTech even a little bit easier, if not a lot of bit easier for your own process. If you have a simple tip that you think can make an impact or move the needle for my listeners here, for listeners like you, would love for you to share it out. Feel free to tag me on a Twitter post, send me an email. If you get my weekly newsletter, you can always just reply. I get all of those emails, or even post it in your Instagram stories, wherever you're called to share. You never know how that one simple tip that you love could totally change the practice of another educator. So let's finish up this episode like we always do by making this EdTech easy. First, find a tool you can use for multiple projects. Next, create a collection of student project examples. Then use screencast videos to answer questions. And finally, take a step back and focus on just a few things this year. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast. Just search for today's episode. In the show notes, you'll find that I linked out some of my favorite open-ended creation tools, that I linked out some screencasting tools that I think that you'll love, and a couple other podcast episodes that dive deeper into the topics that we talked about today. A big thank you to Swank K-12 Streaming for sponsoring this episode. If you're looking for better ways to teach with movies, I would take a look at their educational film streaming platforms. With more than 30,000 films and school-specific curated collections, diving deeper into any subject area can be as simple as pressing play with Swank K-12 Streaming. Email k12streaming@swankmp.com to learn more. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment today and are feeling extra helpful, please leave a 5-star rating or a short review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they're searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. If you're listening on Spotify, the rating option is new this year. So if you haven't looked for it, you can find the stars right underneath the episode title and you can tap and leave a rating there as well. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.